called The Order. It's 507. Melanie Shockley. Stacey Beck.
Julie Rust.
Scott Aylett.
Lexi Lamb.
Ben Sansom.
Angie Gurrell.
Sweet. So. Any public comment?
Seeing none.
Seeing none.
I love that.
We'll move on to approve the minutes from the April meeting as kind of a recap. We approved the March minutes. We had no material reconsideration requests to review. Library updates. We gave kind of an update on the autism awareness event that we had beginning of April. We talked about our homebound services program that we're trying to get started up and seeking patrons that would be good kind of beta testers of the system and the program. So we're still seeking any individuals. I don't think we've received any submissions yet. So if you know of anybody that would be a good fit for the program, again, this is individuals that are homebound, maybe have mobility issues, maybe some health issues that would make it difficult for them to get to the library. We're seeking to be able to provide those services by delivering materials to their home, much like maybe Meals on Wheels does. So, kind of a unique service. I think Salt Lake County provides it. Provo has something similar, but not really that similar. And I don't know of anyone else in the state that does anything like this. So again, something we're trying to be innovative on and help reach those homebound patrons.
So, how many would make it worth it for you? Like five families?
Well, one is worth it, right?
One is worth it. I don't know. I'm like, lady, I'm starving.
That's a really good question, right? Like, at what point do you say, yeah, I'm going to keep providing the service? It's a good question. I don't have an answer for that. Certainly, any number for us to be able to test it and kind of work out some of the kinks of the system. The service that we provide at the facilities is very popular, which leads us to believe that there have got to be people out at home, grandma, grandpa, whatever, right, that are living at home, or maybe even younger individuals that just have, you know, an ongoing health issue that would make it difficult for them to get to the library. Here's a way that we can do that. So,
have you put it out there to advertise, or you just want word of mouth? Because you don't want to open it up to everyone.
Yeah, we've put it in the city newsletter. Okay. We haven't done a whole lot of advertising. Because, again, we don't want to flood. We want to be able to get just a couple of people to test.
They announced it at city council. You didn't get anyone from that announcement?
With all the millions watching city council meeting.
Yeah.
The whole city watches that.
I know. So, I know.
Yeah. So in your circles in the community, you know, reach out to people that you know or people that you know might know someone, right? And see if there's anyone that might benefit from this. We can kind of test it out. So.
Oh, I just barely got it.
We talked about some proposed changes to the fee schedule that would be adopted leading up to FY27. The city council should be getting, you've already had the preliminary budget, so the city council will get the final budget adoption and approval probably mid-June. So we talked about increasing the non-resident fee, as well as adding a fee for after-hours rentals for the Heritage Room if they're wanting to use the lobby. There's added cost for us to clean the space and that sort of thing. It's not often, but we do have occasionally individuals that want the lobby for the caterers and that sort of thing. So we've added an additional fee. As part of a follow-up in my conversations with city administration, we've proposed just dropping that down to $10 an hour. It's not a moneymaker, right? But it's just enough to help cover the cost and that sort of thing. So what I had proposed to you was 20. What's actually going to go into the budget is a $10 per hour fee for that space. So talked about summer reading program. Donations, kind of our goal this year, really trying to emphasize the parents or grandparents or other caregivers that are helping the children read and complete the program, maybe at their own expense of not doing the program themselves, and rewarding those parents. So that's kind of been a lot of our focus on summer reading. Thank you for your guys' work and getting donations.
Yeah, have any of you guys been doing it? What's going on here? I haven't seen nobody's names
behind
on the
spreadsheet.
I'm
just
going to
give
Christy
one. Oh, thanks, Angie.
Or Venmo.
We don't accept Venmo.
You only can?
Well, we can just swipe a credit card downstairs with the Square.
Oh, you
Square.
Can?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's not through Venmo, it's through Square. Oh. But yeah.
Great, I'll do that on the way out. Venmo,
but just tell them donations.
My laziness here, what do you need?
Just tell them donations and we'll pull it from there. But so, anyways, that's kind of a recap of the May meeting. So I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes. First from Melanie, second from Julie. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none. Perfect. Okay. We don't have any material reconsideration requests reviewed this month. So moving on to library updates. Lexi Lamb. So Lexi is our, she replaced Chrissy. And she's our new patron experience manager. So we talked about this, but we've changed the title to really emphasize making it a positive experience for the patron as they come. Less of a transaction and more of an experience at the library. So we're excited to have Lexi. I just asked her to come so she could get acquainted with the board so that as you guys come in, she recognizes you, you recognize her. She's overseeing our front desk staff. So the staff that most patrons interact with when they come to the library. So Lexi, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. Do you guys have any questions first? Do you want to just do like the elevator pitch? Okay. My name is Lexi. I grew up in Spanish Fork until I was about 14. Then I moved to Salem. Please don't take that into advisement. That wasn't my choice. So I love Spanish Fork. I've loved it ever since I still love it now. I used to work for the city administration as the administrative intern, which sold me on local government. I technically have a degree in nonprofit management. I ditched that. I still have the degree. I still am accredited to run a nonprofit, but I just kind of just drank the city government Kool-Aid, and I told them that I would sell my soul to stay in whatever way possible. And so, luckily enough, they like made up this position called patron experience manager. And I just luckily fit the part of the bill, I think I'd consider myself a personality hire. So, that's fun.
Her personality's awesome.
Well, yeah, like don't watch out for me on a spreadsheet, but I can personality it. I have read I think Christmas Carol is probably my favorite book of all time.
Yes,
like I'm a hardcore, the more words the merrier, you know? I love Charles Dickens.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't know. What else do you want to know? I don't know my blood type.
What are some of your other interests?
Okay, this is good. I'm essentially an old woman caught in a 24-year-old body, but I love to sew. I would sell my soul to sew all day.
What do you sew? Clothes?
Quilts. No, I'm not that cool to do a curve. I just do straight lines. You know? Keep it consistent. But like the majority of my friends are over the age of 70, and it's very fun. I go to a lot of funerals, but besides that, it's very fun. It's, yeah. So I love to sew. I unfortunately really like my family. I wish I didn't. Like, it would free up so much time, but I love spending time with my family, and luckily they're all local.
Are you a reader?
I am a reader. I'm not like, okay, I have to tell you this. I am a reader. I am not, I have not in the past been a library user because I'm like, if I want a book, I'm going to read it right now. So I've spent a lot of money on books. But I love reading, especially like nonfiction books. That's basically where I've been in my life. The past couple of years is nonfiction and Charles Dickens. I'm trying to like work my way through the classic. It bothers me when people say quotes and I don't understand them. And nobody really quotes A Court of Thorns and Roses, but they do quote, you know, Tale of Two Cities. So,
absolutely.
So working my way through those. Yeah, I love nonprofits. I love studying public impact. In my undergrad, I was a political science major, and I specialized in public administration. But also, I wrote a bunch of theses on women's access to healthcare in mountain communities. So I also love that. I don't know. I'm trying to think of fun things. I've seen almost every Harrison Ford movie. I'm upset. I had a Harrison Ford themed 21st birthday party.
No way.
Where you could only come if you were dressed up as Harrison Ford. So that was like the time of my life.
Did you know Kim and I share our grandson whose name is Harrison?
I did. I thought that was a phenomenal choice. I'm going to say it's because of Harrison Ford, but.
You could.
I know, right? Like,
sure.
They're not going to deny
Kim
it.
Harris Hall.
Yeah, we're going to skip that. Yeah. Oh, that's actually so. I did not know that. So, yeah.
Love it. What will you do as patron experience manager?
This is a phenomenal question that everyone has asked once I tell them what this job is. So my perception of it is kind of just like Scott said, in helping people not only like have the first interaction at the library, but have repeated interactions. So continuing relationships that have already been sustained, and then creating new relationships with either people that haven't come into the library or people that are new to the library. And just making sure that the library becomes a place that people willingly want to gather instead of just grab a book to go. Do you know what I mean? So, and I think the library has done a great job of that. I think creating a shared space where people can gather is something that, especially like the programming departments, have done a really great job of. And so I'm just looking to further that through front desk interactions. And if you guys like know, do you guys know Christine downstairs?
Yes.
Christine.
Okay. So we've been doing interviews for another position, and they call it the Christine effect. And multiple people have come in, and they're like, do you know, we ask them, what's their perfect example of customer experience? And they're like, do you know Christine? So my goal is to make a bunch of Christines.
Yeah.
You know, that's and perfect. Just further that legacy that she has. And so, yeah. Okay. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Scott can probably answer more questions about that. But, yeah.
No, I think that's spot on. And that's, I think, one of the strengths, many strengths of Lexi, but one is I enjoy watching her interact with a patron.
It terrifies him.
Young and old, because her ability to connect, regardless of who the individual is, and again, it's less about the transaction of the book that's coming or going, right, or the fine that's being paid. It's about making a connection within the community and making a connection with the library so that they want to come back because
Somebody knows their name,
right? It's Cheers.
It's Cheers.
People will only, you know, they'll come once or twice for the building. But they'll come back for how they feel when they come here and the services that we provide and that sort of thing. So I think it's easy when in customer service, it's easy to do like the bare minimum. Someone asks a question and we answer the question, right? But good or great customer service is taking the question to the next level and making a connection and trying to, like the example I gave is someone's asking, you know, where is this book in the library? Where are the graphic novels? Oh, good customer service is graphic novels are back in the corner, they're by the magazines or whatever, right? Like, you're answering their question, their need is met. Good customer service is, oh, you know, graphic novels are back there, like, here, let me walk you to them and show you where they are, right? You're going the next step. Great customer service is, oh my gosh, graphic novels, what type do you like? Is there one in particular that you like? I can refer you to another one. My kids love Dog Man, have you tried that one? Like, trying to build off of it and make a connection and provide that extra step rather than just the bare minimum. So she does a really good job at connecting with the patron and kind of going that extra step in how we provide customer service. So she mentioned we've been doing some job interviews for some additional clerks and really looking for that type of personality, right? Not the type that is afraid to interact with the patron. Yeah. We're in some interviews and people say, I'm really interested in the library because it seems like a really nice, quiet place. I'd love to be able to come and read. It's like, yeah, that's not what we do at the library. Like, a lot of people apply thinking they'll be able to just read at work. Like, eh, that's not
for real.
Yeah, that's not really what we do.
It's so different than 30 years ago, what the library was. Like, it will be quiet and you'd see
this
librarian over there just giving you dirty looks
for
being loud and enjoying it.
It's very different, right? It's lively. There's kind of a lot of energy going on. So finding those people that aren't afraid of the energy and having a leader that's not afraid from it, embraces it, and kind of can help establish that culture. So
I've been shushed multiple times. So I think this is going to go well. I think this will go well. I've been shushed multiple times. So I think this will be fun. I didn't think I had a loud voice until I started working in the library. And then I'm like, okay. Got to dampen that. So
You didn't mention anything about Richard Nixon.
Oh, I thought about that. I love Richard Nixon, not as a person, not as a moral standard. I do not agree with that. But just in the same way that people are like fascinated with like things exploding, I love Richard Nixon. I love Watergate. I'm obsessed. So, yeah, a conversation topic is if I can have like political Richard Nixon pins from 1970s in my office. But we'll think about that later. But anyways, I love Richard Nixon. So
just because of how bad he messed things up.
The train
wreck. Totally.
You like watching the whole thing.
Well, okay. I'll just give you my 15-second spiel. I think you could attribute a lot of the loss of trust that the American people have in the executive branch, starting with Watergate and how the Vietnam War was handled, and then just from there, how he was handled by Gerald Ford. I think that's a huge conversation. So I've done a lot of theses on that.
I would love to read them.
Oh, I'll send them. I love it. I love it.
I think that would be fascinating just to read someone's perspective.
Richard Nixon is a party and a half. You know, Jimmy Carter was fine, but Richard Nixon is so much fun to read about. So, I've read a lot of books about Richard.
I know.
So,
yeah.
There you go.
Love it.
Okay. Well, that is Lexi Lamb. So we're excited to have Lexi. She's doing a great job.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
She'll be a great addition to the library. Okay. Maybe if you each could just take a quick second and introduce yourselves.
Oh, thank you.
To Lexi so she knows who you all are.
Want me to start?
You want to start? Julie?
I'm Julie.
Hi, Julie.
I grew up in Colorado.
Okay, amazing.
Moved to Utah when I started school. I have three kids.
When you started college?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here now. We're in Spanish Fork and we love it.
You're an avid reader.
I do like to read.
Good. This is a good place. I could tell by that chunk of brick. You know? I've heard it all now.
I thought
of
the shelf and I thought, oh, I'm not reading
that. Is that the Wheel of Many?
Is it good?
What is it, Julie? It's clean. And
he likes Red Rising, and it came up as a book that was like that.
It's not my genre, and so I don't know why I
even
bought it, and then I'm like, 700 and something.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to take it home and see how that goes.
And it was
for him.
Somebody who loves that genre will like it.
I don't know how he'll deal with it. He's like, what books do you want? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm bringing something like that you do with your life this summer.
We'll start with 700 pages.
This is something you're going to do. I don't know.
Awesome.
Stacy Beck. I also grew up in Spanish Fort.
Amazing.
Met my husband. He was my high school sweetheart. Four kids graduated from Spanish Fort. Now we have seven grandkids.
One of which is Harrison.
The baby's Harrison. Melanie and I have been in book club for 23-ish?
Okay.
Something like that. Years.
That's so fun.
And we still meet monthly.
Okay. I love it.
Hit or miss, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. There's like 10 or so of us.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's very fun. I love it.
And I love reading. Yeah.
So as you know, I grew up in
Springville.
That's where I met my husband. Then we moved over here to Spanish Fork a long time ago. Stacy was my neighbor. Did you already say that?
No,
you said book club. She was my neighbor.
There you go. It's downhill from there.
But it's okay. It's nice.
We're amazing.
Yes. I got four kids and got one grandson.
Okay, we didn't go over favorite books, but if I had to confess Charles Dickens, I think you guys should have to confess a little bit. It doesn't have to be
favorite book. Right?
Okay. It could just be one off the top. I know.
You know what one comes to mind first off, and I don't have a favorite. I loved The Shack because it made me or allowed me to think different and ask different questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when a book, when you can remember a book after you've read it.
That is a fair fact. Yes.
Very true.
Yeah, and I've also reread the book and I never go back and reread it. Yeah, I just think like it has some concepts that are like, wow, it's just so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that.
Okay.
I will say my favorite that I've read this year is The Theo of Golden.
That's my favorite. That's like a number one across the board.
The Theo of Golden book.
Oh, yeah. Theo of Golden.
It's my favorite this year.
Is it okay.
I just it was like happy, but also made me just like, I'd like to be like him. I just need to bank account like that. But I just liked it. I liked how the focus was getting to know people, patron experience, but he was so good at that, asking questions.
You would probably really enjoy it.
Okay.
And like,
it's on my list.
The interaction between people. I think everyone has a story. Okay. So finding people's story is always
fascinating.
And it is. Just like, you always think differently about a person when you know their story.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Okay. Favorite book?
I don't really
favorite
have
of the
one.
Year.
I don't even have one.
But you like Charles Dickens. Like that was
Charles
a commentary
Dickens
that
so
I appreciated.
Much.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like you read it every December.
I do. I love it. I love The Hiding Place. I think it's
so good. Yes.
So good. It's fun. So good.
Okay.
Have you read The Hiding Place?
I think it's one of those books where I've read it, and I'm like 80% sure that I've read it, but I can't
It's by Corrie Ten Boom.
I did read it because I was at Corrie Ten Boom's house last May. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
So I read that one.
Yes. I'm like, yeah, sure you did.
Okay, so last year I went on a Holocaust study abroad, and I went to Corey Ten Boom's house on one day and then Anne Frank's house on the other day. And it is literally insane to me how Corey Ten Boom, like, they had a closet. And Anne Frank, in her book, has, like, the whole floor.
Yeah.
And it's a small floor. Yeah. But it's not a closet where you're standing on top of someone, literally.
Right.
That was shocking to me.
I want to go see those. Have you read any more, like, besides Anne Frank's diary, have you read anything else?
Plenty. Like, what are you going to talk about? War history? You want to talk about the Holocaust?
No, just about, like, Anne Frank. Like, have you read any
not
more?
Outside of Anne Frank.
I should give you some.
Okay. Because didn't her dad write one?
Yes, like, about her, Meek is the one that came
yes.
in.
Yes,
she wrote a story about it. And then her best friend wrote, like, they grew up, and they ended up at the same concentration camp. But she survived, and so it was her story. They're so good.
Okay, Anne Frank remembered the story of the one who helped...
My husband went on a mission to Holland, and so like he found these other Anne Frank stuff. And he's like, "You need to read those. They're so good."
Okay. Like, I'd love the one about me.
I love people's stories and
yes, and when they overlap to some extent,
history and yes, so good. So
yes,
Anne Frank.
Okay. You can give me your whole spiel and your favorite book now.
My
the time has come.
Yes, Angie and. I'm not originally from Spanish Fork.
That's okay. We'll take you anyways. Okay.
From Ohio.
We're taking a Colorado girl, so that's okay.
I know.
We're really accepting.
Oh, just wait. We've got another Midwesterner coming up.
There you go. There you go.
Even
little
town.
Oh, yeah,
because
you.
Well, that's right. We looked at the map.
I have three kids. We actually moved here because of my husband's work. He works at BYU.
Oh, nice.
And I gauge how long we were here because I was pregnant when we moved here and had the baby like a few months later. So 18 years.
Okay.
And that's my baby. And then, what else? I love to garden. My little cucumbers are this tall now. So I'm super excited because you throw seeds, you never know what you're going to get.
You hope and pray.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? So
that's fun.
Love to be out of my yard. I substitute teach during the year.
I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh,
I've done
that forever. I see
Ben
sometimes in the
schools because he works. Yeah. Right. He's not a sub, but. You work for Nemo School District. And does someone else work for Nemo School District?
I really do.
You work for Nemo School District. Okay. Okay. I'm like, I know there's multiple Nemos. Okay.
Yes. Okay. And right now I'm doing some caregiving for an elderly couple.
Okay.
Which I think will be interested in that.
Nice.
Program.
Are you Sweet. Related to the elderly couple?
No, I'm not.
You're just out of the goodness of your
Melanie
soul.
It's a paid thing.
Okay.
Make a little flyer.
She's going to the. If we're not going to the.
And
we might be.
That's it. Just enjoying my summer and my son comes home in 3 weeks just from his mission. So
yeah. And where's your son at?
Oklahoma.
Okay. Very fun.
Speaking Spanish. So
very fun.
Okay.
Okay. I love it.
So that's it. And my favorite book.
Yes.
Well, it's the book my book club is reading right now. It's called. I Will Always Write Back.
Oh, that's such a good book.
And it's about some pen pals. One's in Zimbabwe, one's in Yosemite.
Oh, my gosh.
Sold
okay.
Up.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I don't know that it's my favorite, but it is right now.
That's okay.
So,
we can take that. We can take that. I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's good, huh? Yeah.
Okay. It's a true story, too. Actually. That's so fun.
Because my daughter loved it.
This
is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
And that's me.
My sweet. Yeah,
nice
I love it. Okay. You're up. Hi, Ben.
Hi. I am an actor and a teacher. I teach drama to elementary school kids in Nebo School District.
Love it.
And I'm from Wisconsin. And many of you have seen my small hometown.
We did a tour of it on Google Maps last
year. 1,200 people is
okay,
how many people I grew up with in that small hometown. I also like gardening. I like the outdoors. And I have three daughters, and two of them are out of the house already. And my 13-year-old... is running the house right now.
Nice. Youngest child syndrome.
Yeah.
I suffer from it as well. It's very fun.
Yeah. And my favorite book is How Green Was My Valley.
I read that one too.
Okay.
That's an oldie, right?
Yeah.
Where's it?
It takes place in Wales.
Yeah.
Mining town.
We did?
I think I've seen the movie, which is
the same thing. I've read a lot of things.
With Maureen Harris. Oh, that's right. Okay. I love it.
And you have been in The Christmas Carol.
I have acted in The Christmas Carol twice at the Hale Center in Warren.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I will go to one of the Hales every year to see it, and I love it.
You may have seen Belle.
I probably
That's
have.
Possible, yeah.
No, I probably have. And I love it because, do you remember that part where Scrooge is at the door knocking at his nephew's house, and he's asking to be let in? And in the book, it's like a very quick scene, I feel like. But then in the play, it's always emphasized, and I... Mm. will cry every time thinking about that. Like, yeah.
That humility and that yes. vulnerability. Oh. Will you let me in?
Yes.
You in? Of course.
No. Oh. Okay. I love it. I love the hail. I love it all. Well, nice to meet you. Thanks for taking the time to do that. I'm sure you guys have all done this before, but I appreciate it.
Great. Okay. Updates. I have a link to our events calendar. Again, we have our end of summer party in August, Saturday, August 1st. One thing that we have going on, I think it starts in a couple of weeks, we're doing kind of our beta testing of it right now, is our summer escape room for teens and adults. It's a kind of Indiana Jones / Jurassic Park.
Did you come up with that?
Absolutely not. But no. When they asked for like all the Harrison Ford stuff, I was like, I own everything.
Okay.
So
it's in the teen program room. So if you go to, I have a link to our calendar on here, but you can go claim a time slot and go in and pick. Looks like they're about an hour long and then 30 minutes for us to reset it. But if you've got teens that do something with your life this summer, go to an escape room at the library.
We're
going to
do an escape room
at
the library.
There's 2 weeks, beginning of June, where it'll be available. And we've got times throughout the day where people can come in and do escape room. So it's kind of fun. They're usually really popular and they fill up pretty quick. So
are they cost or free?
Free.
Okay.
I feel like I did one here. It was at the old library. It was like Harry Potter.
We've done Harry Potter. Yeah.
So many years ago when yeah. I was little.
I can remember last year's theme. 2 years ago we did Legend of Zelda. That was another one. So that's a lot of fun. So.
Great.
But there's just a whole slew of events. We've got our summer programs going on, right? So we've got, I think on Tuesdays are over at the park where we do like painting and mess. Like today was the foam party. So. And then regular story times throughout the week, lots of teen and adult programs. We've got Utah Valley Water Conservancy District is doing programs every couple weeks about landscaping and gardening and that sort of thing and water-wise type practices and whatnot. So those are all on the calendar as well. So just lots of things going on throughout the summer. Lots of film showings. I think tonight we're doing Jurassic Park. We've got, what is it? Night in the Museum. Is that right? This Friday. So you can come watch a movie at the library. So
do you have any numbers on how many people have signed up for summer reading so far?
I have not looked at summer reading numbers. Sign-ups just barely started. And so we'll have a lot of sign-ups through this week. And then next week is when it starts. And they can actually, I think they can start recording their minutes this week. And then they can collect prizes in a week or two. But we still have people sign up for summer reading. Throughout the whole summer. So get signed up.
Go down to the desk.
You can sign up by downloading the Beanstack app and you can log all your minutes in there for you and your kids. In past years, we talked about this before, but we've had kind of different ways of doing the summer reading program. Sometimes it's number of books, genres, whatever. And this year, everybody's doing minutes. So it's easier. Kids don't have to feel pressured because I have to read so many books. It's just however long it takes for you to read, just read and keep track of your minutes. And again, we really want to promote parents that are assisting their kids with reading. So that's when you go sign up for the summer reading program for an adult, you'll see that there are two options. There's one for summer reading for yourself and then one for your kid. And you can do both, right? So I'm doing both because I read for myself, but I also help my kids read. So I'm doing both of them. But if you're a parent out there that you just don't read for yourself, but you're spending a lot of time reading with your kids, count it. We'll give you a prize. That sort of thing. So, okay. Have a few closures coming up. Monday, June 15th is Monday, June 15th is Juneteenth. It will be closed that day. And then Friday and Saturday of Independence Day and then Pioneer Day as well. So those are just a few library updates that we have going on. Okay, annual review of our strategic plan. So, as you guys can remember, we have a 3-year strategic plan that dictates a lot of the goals and objectives that we're trying to accomplish as a library. This plan has to be reviewed and adopted annually in order for us to get certified with the state and be eligible for state legislative funding as well as federal funding through IMLS, which has been reinstated for the upcoming fiscal year, which is good. Nice. There are federal grants we can keep going for. So I went through and provided updates for everything that was listed in 2025 things that we accomplished, maybe things that were still in progress, and other things that, that we had goals for 26 and 27, some of which we've already done some work on. I haven't added any new goals. It's really just trying to wrap up and focus on those goals that you guys helped us establish last year, as well as what patron feedback had provided us. So I won't necessarily go through and read all of these item by item, but really looking at 2026, one thing that's really important for us working with our facilities team is how do we improve the comfort and the cleanliness and the safety of the building. And so working with Parks and Rec to do an assessment on providing in-house janitorial services. And then looking at how do we reduce the amount of sound carrying throughout the building. We get that it can be an issue for those looking for a quiet space, and the library isn't so quiet. So how do we mitigate some of those obstacles? It's a goal and a priority for us this year. Promoting the availability of our conference rooms and study rooms. Study rooms are usually booked open to close, conference rooms less so. So we kind of want to evaluate that and look at, do we want to continue charging a fine for those conference rooms, or do we just want to make them available and not have them go unused? And then promoting those services so and spaces so that they're used by patrons. We're always looking at ways that we can improve browsability of the collection. One thing that we'll prioritize this next year is getting additional picture book bins for the categories downstairs. You may recall that if there's a picture book that's in a category organized into a bin, at any given point, 90% of those are checked out, versus a picture book in a category on the shelf is about 60% checked out, and a picture book organized, alphabetized by author on the shelf is about 40%. So the more we can put picture bins in, or picture books into bins and categories, they circulate more. So we've identified 5 more categories that we're going to add, and FY27 we'll use some of our state funding that we get to purchase additional bins and keep growing that collection. We think that maybe at some point we may have to evaluate and possibly remove some of the shelving downstairs and replace it with more bins. But we'll, again, continue to evaluate this trend and see if that's where we go down the road. Doing an annual inventory of our collection is something that has never been done. Our technical services team is almost done. I think they're like 90% done, going item by item through the shelves and scanning every item so that the system has an updated last seen date. And then we can identify items that are missing and remove them from the collection, try and find them, that sort of thing, and have an accurate representation of what we actually have. Typically, libraries try and do that annually, and we have never done it. So we're finding a lot of things that are missing, or things that are on the shelf that we didn't know were there. That's one thing, right? So it's been kind of interesting. Our goal is to be able to do that annually, but after we do it once, we can kind of evaluate the process and improve that moving forward. Let's see. One thing that we were going to work on 2025, we didn't, so it has moved to 2026, is updating our collection development policy, which is what our staff use to help guide them in deciding what materials we'll purchase for the collection, which ones we won't, how we handle patron requests, those sorts of things. We haven't done a really thorough update of the collection development policy in a long time, so it'd be good for us to go through and revise that. So that's something work on this year. Always promoting different collections to help increase circulation and whatnot. Across the board, every collection, looking at how do we just improve visibility and access and circulation of those materials. Same thing with awareness and visibility of programs, really expanding our outreach services. We were still focusing on the homebound services to patrons. We're also this year going to be working with doctor's offices and doing book donations from our book sale, and providing maybe some picture books and chapter books to doctor's offices that they can give away to, like, just leave them in the lobby, right? Here's a donation from the library that patrons can take home. It's kind of an easy outreach. We have a lot of donations that we don't ever sell, right? They sit on the book sale wall or discards from our collection that... to reduce the amount of items in our book sale while also getting them into the hands of patrons that want them. It's kind of a goal of ours. So that's something we're working on right now. talked about patron services. We always are looking at our hours of operation. A couple years ago, we expanded our morning hours. We started opening an hour earlier, and we extended our Saturday hours. And so I think direction that we've gotten from city administration is this is something we should always be looking at and making sure that we're available when it means, you know, when it's meaningful to the patron, right? If that means we stay open later, we open earlier, that sort of thing. So we didn't do a follow-up survey this last year, but this year we'll send a follow-up to our patrons to say, here's our hours of operation. Are there times, gaps that we should be open? That sort of thing. So keep doing that. Same thing with programs. Our goal for this year is to implement some post-program feedback surveys. So when a patron participates in a program, we already do it in our children's programs. They get a QR code at the end of the program. If you have any feedback, scan it and let us know. But for every program, having an opportunity for the patron to say, this is what I like, this is what I didn't like, so that we can improve and make sure that we're offering programs that are relevant to our patrons. So having that type of feedback form across the board for all of our programs is a goal for this year. We've updated a lot of our technology. Some of these were ones that we were hoping to do over a three-year period, but we were able to update our iPads through a grant. We got 3D printers through another grant. And so we've kind of taken a lot of steps on the technology side of increasing technology access at the library, which is great. And then we expanded our Food for Fines, so now it's offered year-round. And gone through and implemented the policy that you guys reviewed earlier this year that would waive fines once they're 5 years old, so that we're not carrying these balances for 30 years and trying to get people back into using the library and not have the fine or fee be prohibitive. Okay. Any questions on the strategic plan? Again, you guys have access to this. It's on the agenda. Any questions, things you guys would like us to focus on? In particular, as it pertains to the
just a question.
Plan.
Did you find anyone for 3D printing that would come and do that? I know you were looking.
I think we have. We've got two different volunteers that have reached out. Three.
Okay.
One of them is a retired school librarian that set up a 3D printing lab at his school.
Okay.
So and he used the same 3D printers that we're using, and so. I think our staff are coordinating a time for him to come in, and we can meet with him just to see, like, help us understand how you structured it, what's your availability, what advice you have for us.
Yeah, perfect.
To do this sort of thing.
That's so good.
But he's super eager. He's like, I'm available whenever. I'm just looking to be involved and engaged in retirement. So
that's
seems
great.
Like a great candidate.
Yeah.
So, yep, we're excited about that. Okay. Any other thoughts on the strategic plan? Again, that's on the agenda.
I have a question. Is there any way to have a digital library card, like on your phone?
Yeah.
How do I do that? Why am I so behind
really?
The times?
So, yeah.
I need a digital library card.
I didn't know.
I didn't either.
You
I was here and I left my library card here.
Catalog.spanishfork.org. Log into your account. You'll need your card number to log in,
okay.
But you may already be logged in from placing holds and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
But then in the top right,
Catalog.spanishfork.org.
Great.
I always have my phone.
Let's see. And you go to you. Actually, it's going to be under the little head, the silhouette. And there's a drop down that says your library card. And you click on that, and it'll populate barcodes for any accounts that are linked to your account. And we can scan this barcode at the desk, and it also scans on the kiosks. So you can pull this up if you don't have your card and go up to a kiosk and scan that and check out.
Did
so
you know that, Lexi?
I did know that.
Oh,
terribly sorry.
So in the top right, look for the little human silhouette.
No, people do it all the time. They just
you
hand
see
me
that?
Their phone.
Or it might just
like,
show
okay,
your name.
We're going. Perfect. And it works. So
how do you get to your name, Scott? Oh, wait. There we go. Okay. I'll figure
it out.
Well, thank you. I
figured
you.
There was a way.
I got you.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
So.
Yeah, okay. Have Angie show you, because I can't see your phone, but.
Yeah, like I went to the Three Borders.
Because I got my kids' library cards when they were like little, like five.
It's not this. And no, it's not that. Go to the back.
Can they get cards in your mind? Do they still have them somewhere in the system?
They're probably still in the system. Yeah.
And we can pretty find amazing. Them and get you new ones.
Yep.
It's not.
Yeah,
we can do that.
I have this old owl card that's one of you.
Oh, yeah, left. Just bring that with you and we'll and we'll look it up.
And it's probably still linked to your account.
Yeah.
So. I'm on the little app when I look for books.
Oh, you're on
the little app. Oh, so you're the app. But if you're using the app, there's a digital barcode in there as well. Yep.
Okay, perfect. I'll get that.
Yep.
I'll add it in.
Good sweet. To know.
Yeah, right. I didn't know that. One less. That's all good. My phone. That's great.
Nice.
That's helpful.
Okay. Anything else? Feedback on the strategic plan? If not, would entertain a motion to adopt it for 2026?
Yes, I'll be the first, whatever.
Okay, motion from Angie. Second from Stacy. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay. We talked about summer reading. We'll still take donations if you have any. You can also pay downstairs as well.
Good job, Angie.
So,
yes. Hey, I was just wondering. I'm like, what's going on here? Well, I don't see anybody. Maybe I'm in the wrong spreadsheet. I don't know. Yep.
So, anyways, we appreciate it. We get that it can be difficult, right? And even uncomfortable to go out and solicit donations, especially in an economic environment that's tough, right? And so, and we get the businesses get asked a lot for different donations and whatnot. So, we appreciate it. So whatever you can get would be great. And then we still have some remaining budget left that will go out and purchase some additional gift cards to help fund that aspect of the program for parents that participate with their kids. So, okay.
Did Hampton Inn drop something off? Or do you know?
I don't think so. I haven't gotten anything from them. Okay, cool. Okay, anything else you guys want to talk about before we adjourn?
On Juneteenth, is that a day you guys still work?
And no, so we're closed that day. We haven't done those work days in a while. A lot of that was getting it ready for the move. We had a lot of projects that we were trying to get done. So we would be closed on MLK Day or President's Day, but we would have a staff work day.
Yeah.
And we haven't done that for a while.
I didn't know what the goal was for this.
Yeah. This month. We have some holidays like Memorial Day. Juneteenth is probably another one that we do where patrons are expecting that we're going to be open, and so we have a lot of traffic to the building, and they realize we're closed, and so they drop their books off. And so we typically will have an employee come in on that day just for 30 minutes to empty the book drops outside, the drive-up ones, so that they're not overflowing come Tuesday. So we have one employee that comes in for 30 minutes and does that, and then they go.
But,
yeah.
Who knew?
The things you knew.
I saw on the strategic plan there's something that was lockers.
Yeah, we'll keep looking at that. The after hours book lockers that someone could pick up a hold after hours, type in their code, and the door opens and they pick up their hold. So.
I like pizza.
Like Little Caesars. So.
Never done that.
Yeah. If there's nothing else, entertain a motion to adjourn. Okay, Julie, first, second. Second from Melanie. All in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, adjourn at
5:51.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Nice to meet all of you.
Nice to meet you.
Say hi if I forget your name, you know.
Be a little
I offended. Should be okay. You should be. There should be like a period of payment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good summer. I guess we'll see you in June. Fireworks in July is just yesterday.
did not say that. I did not say that.
Thanks, easy. Have a good night. We'll see ya. No, thanks, Lexi. It's all good. No, it is all good. See ya. Nice.